Get ready to get your nerd on.
Kick the week off right with games, gadgets, and general geekery from the ladies of the Electric Sisterhood on the Eshcast.
On Tuesday, the J-pop and alternative hotspot hits your eardrums on No Borders, No Race.
Geek Aggro is coming at you on Wednesdays to fill what's left of your cerebral cortex with the hottest beats to get you on your feet.
Then you have me, Phil the Issues Guy, with the live issues program's post-episode recaps on live right after your favorite shows and taking all of your questions.
It's going down each week, only in the land of Ash. Nerdcore at its finest.
What is up, bastards and wenches? This is your King Baby Duck, Evan Borgo, here, and welcome to a special 2015 Boston Festival of Indie Games edition of One-on-One. On this episode of our interview series, we sit down with Untamed Games' Julia Kaelin Dittar about the indie title Mushroom 11, the husband and wife team of Dan and Masako Roy of Skylight Games on their musical language teaching app Lyrico, and Tommy Day, the creator of the fun and soon-to-be kickstarted card game By the Rights. Then I will be joined by the Wicked Anime Crew as we play a round of The Depths of Durengar with its designer, Jack Poon. It's a premise so cool that you're going to have to wait to hear more about it when that segment pops up. So, let's get this show on a roll with this Boston Fig 2015 One-on-One Special. I'm being joined by Julia Kaelin Dittar from Untamed, who are showing off the game Mushroom 11. Welcome to One-on-One. How are you doing today?
I'm good.
So tell us a little bit about Untamed.
It's an indie household studio in Brooklyn, New York. It's me and my husband, and we are working on a game called Mushroom 11 with another couple, Simon and Kara Kono.
Now, where did the idea for Mushroom 11 come from?
Came out of a global game jam.
Oh, nice. So, from that global game jam, like, what brought you towards this concept of Mushroom 11?
So, the theme was a snake eating its tail. So, we got the idea of having to delete an organism and it regrowing.
So, how did the game evolve after the global game jam?
It took a long time to get it to feel right. The growth mechanic, the algorithm for how it's growing, how it handles when you split stuff, how the camera system works, all that took a really long time.
So how do you explain the concept of Mushroom 11? Like, how do players play this game?
So your only interaction is destruction. You're basically this white ring, which is your eraser, and you prune cells off, and for each cell that dies from your pruning it, it regrows. You can never completely erase all of yourself, but you always have the same mass. So even if you delete yourself down to one cell, if that cell touches the ground or a surface, it'll regrow.
So it is kind of like fungus or algae or even like moss growing on the ground. It's kind of have that sort of like influential sort of actual photosynthesis thing happening in this game.
Yeah, we were inspired in part by mycelium research. So mycelium's this type of fungus. It doesn't look anything like it in the game. The game, the fungus looks like very green, and mycelium is very white and kind of hairy, but it's a very interesting organism.
Now, how big of a world is Mushroom 11?
The world consists of 7 chapters, and each chapter is a different location. So we sort of explain the story throughout the game when you look through and pass by different things in the environment.
So I noticed I didn't get a chance to listen to the music part of the game because, no, headphones, it is a little bit noisier in this convention. But I noticed that you're working with the Future Sound of London. Now,
yeah.
How did that come to be?
Well, Itai and I are really big fans of the Future Sound of London, and he would, you know, listen to their music while he was programming it. And we were just thought, like, what's the worst that could happen if we reach out and ask them? Like, so we did, and they actually got back, and they were like, sure, this, you know, your game sounds great. Like, you can hear some tracks, we can license it for you, we can work out a deal with you. And we were super excited about that.
Now, how did their music fit with the world of Mushroom 11?
It sort of informed the aesthetics of this kind of, like, you know, abandoned places where nature's trying to, like, you know, take over it. And so there's a lot of, like, soundscapes and, like, kind of grungy tones to it. And we just thought that felt so perfect.
Now, you guys are going to be releasing this on Steam, Humble, and on GOG next month.
Next month, yeah. It's very exciting and also very scary.
But. Yeah, you're right near the finish line. So What are you guys now working on before the game officially launches?
Sound effects and bugs, basically. That's all that's left. So,
how has been the reaction to Mushroom 11 at Boston Festival of Indie Games?
So far, it's been really good. We've got a lot of people through the first level, which is sort of our tutorial system. And, it's been really great to see different people playing the game.
All right, so my final question is, why should people check out Mushroom 11?
It's a game that's never been done before. It's a completely new mechanic, and it's a completely new genre. It's really hard to pitch because I can't say it's a platformer because there's no jumping, there's no moving, you're just destroying this thing. And it's, you know, it's a puzzle game, but there's, like, aspects of, like, maneuvering that are definitely new and interesting.
Excellent. Julia, thank you so much for joining me here on One-on-One. Mushroom 11, Fun and Tame, coming next month, October, to Steam, GOG, and Humble. I hope all of you guys check it out.
Thanks.
Right now, I'm being joined by Dan and Masako of Skylight Games, who are showing off the game Lyrical. Yokoso to One-on-One. How are you doing today?
Yay!
I'm doing great.
Genki desu ka? So tell us a little bit about Skylight Games. How was it first founded?
Well, it was first founded to make this app, Lyrico, learning languages with music. And the idea was to make learning more fun, more enjoyable, and more self-directed, something for gamers to do, like, at home, or it could be in school, but just independently, like, find some great music, learn a language, have fun.
Now, how did you choose the music? Like, who are these bands that you've gotten in contact with?
Yeah, these bands are actually amazing. They're mostly not famous yet. We found them on sites like ulicense.com. So they've put themselves out there hoping to get noticed. We listened to, for the English songs, probably about 10,000 songs. And from that list, we picked about 50. And we licensed those. We worked with the musicians. We integrated them into the game, did translations, found images to match them, you know, coded the beats so we can show, like, fun effects that match the rhythm of the song.
So, what I like about this game is it has that sort of Rosetta Stone type of feel to it, where you basically, you're pushed into the language, as it were.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've got four different modes, basically different ways of playing. One of them is like a reference. It just basically gives you a translation of the lyrics, the whole line translation, and like words and phrases. And then we've got three game modes where you're matching pictures with words, or you're finding missing words or wrong words. Because, like, a lot of times it's difficult to hear, like, which is a word out of a whole string of sounds that all blend together. Or if you hear a word, you maybe just hear the beginning and you miss the ending part that has, like, the conjugation, like past tense or future tense or, like, plural or any of that, like. So we really try to give you a chance to focus in on those little details.
Now, how did you decide which languages you wanted to be focused on Lyrico?
Yeah, so we're starting off teaching English and Spanish. And the reason for that was basically, you know, we're in the U.S. There's a lot of Spanish-speaking immigrants here that are trying to learn English. And for that reason as well, there's a lot of English speakers who want to learn Spanish. So we're starting off with those. My wife, Masako, is Japanese, so we're going to do Japanese next.
Absolutely.
And, yeah, and then expand from there.
Because I honestly, as someone who is a J-pop podcast host and as someone who's very always interested in Japanese culture, I always feel like when it comes to apps like this, you know, you get Spanish, you get French, sometimes you get German, sometimes you get Arabic. They rarely ever have Japanese, so I'm really excited to see that actually be featured in there. Of course, it helps that your wife is Japanese, so that's probably is why it's being pushed more.
Yeah, that helps a lot. She grew up in Japan. She lived 9 years in Tokyo, and she studied Korean in college. So she's sort of got the handle on like the Asian language market. We did just hire our first Japanese marketer right now, based in Japan. So we've been listening to a lot of Japanese music. I just found a band this month that I like a lot called Leaf Drops. So if anyone's interested, check them out. We're hoping we can license their music. We don't have them yet, though, so we'll see.
I'm crossing my fingers for you, too. So how far along is production on this? Do you have an official release date yet for Lyrico?
We don't have an official release date. We're pretty far along. I'm guessing we'll end up releasing in like October, November of this fall. What we're really focusing in on right now is polishing the new user experience. Like, how confused are you when you first pick it up? Do you know what to do? That kind of thing.
So my final question is, convince my listeners, why should they play Lyrico?
Lyrico is where you're going to find your next favorite song, your next favorite musician, and you'll learn a language along the way.
And that sounds like a great reason to check out Lyrico. Where's the best place people can find out more information on it?
Lyrico.com. That's Lyrico with a K, Lyrico.com. Or Lyrico Game on Twitter, or Lyrico Game as well on Facebook.
Excellent. Dan, thank you so much for joining me here on One-on-One. Lyrico coming out hopefully sometime next month. Please give it a play, and hopefully you may learn something from it.
Thanks so much. Great to talk to you.
So Jonathan and I are at the tabletop booth for By the Rights. I'm being joined by the creator of this game, Tommy. Welcome to One-on-One. How are you doing today?
I am great, thank you.
First of all, this game is super fun. I'm a huge fan of like the creative types of games that just makes you think outside of the box. And this totally takes that perspective and brings it to a whole new level.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it's funny. Like I tell people I'm from Indianapolis. They think, oh, you must have gone to Gen Con and everything. And like this is kind of my entrance into the game world because I just love movies. So
where did you get the idea to do By the Rights?
I think we were playing like Cards Against Humanity one night, and I just kind of thought, something clicked in my head that how you could divide a movie up into four decks, and I figured it had been done, and I couldn't really find anything similar, and so I just started working on it, writing cards.
It's awesome.
Yeah, the most similar game that I've played to it is a game called A-Channel, where you actually create a Japanese anime game. But this one goes so far beyond that, where you get the idea to, instead of just picking a show and then using a title, you get to do all the creative aspect of it, too, you know? So there's a whole bunch of more ideas, and you can go so much further in depth with it, too. So I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, when I was doing research, the only thing I was finding was stuff like that, where it was maybe more of a strategy, points-based game, or you know...
Yeah, some Channel A or the upcoming producer, stuff like that.
Yeah, I couldn't find one that was just basically the story. I mean, we've had, like, a screenwriter was up here today, and he was like, this would be great for getting through writer's block, like just coming up with stories. And
Absolutely. I agree.
So, I know you've been here practically the whole day. Has there been a contestant here whose story has, like, blown your mind away?
Probably. I haven't heard everybody's pitches. There were a couple guys who work in the TV and film industry, and their pitches every time were really awesome. They were really into it each time, I'm sure. And there was actually one of the first people we had was this little boy. He was maybe like 9. His name was Oscar, which was really cool. And just right out of the bat, his movies were like awesome. So
really cool. Well, we just got out of the round. Sadly, Jonathan here didn't win the tiebreaker.
No, I couldn't. A racist cat was beaten out by a pickpocketing monkey.
I'm sorry, but you have racist cat. He doesn't just hate Mondays. But this is so much fun. And how many people can play this at the time?
We've played, I think, up to like 16 at a family function, and it actually the cards I thought the cards were going to be gone instantly, but we just shuffle them, and there's like 100 million combinations possible, so it doesn't really get that old.
Absolutely.
Amazing.
So I was overhearing, I was so hoping to buy it today, but apparently you guys have not yet released it. You are going to go to Kickstarter for this.
Yeah, we're thinking hopefully like around Halloween. We're still trying to, we're actually on Kickstarter in June. I think I just jumped the gun a little bit and got a new manufacturing quote that's like half as much as the first one was, so we're feeling good about the second time.
I'm down with this too. For our listeners, please keep your eyes peeled on Kickstarter for a game called By the Rights.
Thank you very much.
Tommy, thank you so much for joining here on One on One. I hope your Boston Fig was a blast, and I hope you definitely have been bringing many smiles to these people as they're playing. Look, your girlfriend is now playing the game, Jonathan.
Yes.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah. Good movies.
You're very welcome. We are here at the Boston Festival of Indie Games with Andrew, Jonathan, and Christine of Wicked Anime.
Hello.
And I'm being also joined by Jack with the game The Depths of Durongar, a game that we play in total darkness. So tell us, how does this work?
Alright, so you have two different players. I'll start with the explorers. The explorers are these individual character pieces that light up. You have a yellow character, a green character, and a white character. Each explorer has unique abilities. The yellow character is able to blow up walls in the maze and permanently remove them from the game. The knight is able to reduce the amount of damage they take. So every time they get hit, they can reduce the amount of damage they take. And the scout is able to move more further into the maze than other people can per turn. So all explorers start with 6 action points, but the scout might be able to start with 7 action points if they choose to raise their stats that way. And each explorer's goal is to be the first one to find 3,000 gold and get out of the maze alive. Explorers will be competing against each other, but they'll also be fighting another player whose goal is to hunt down all the explorers.
Right.
The other player is the monster player. The monster player does not light up, so they're shrouded in complete darkness until an explorer comes across them and illuminates them.
Mm.
The monster player instead is wearing night vision goggles, so he sees the entire maze. He'll know when explorers are walking down dead ends and perfect targets to be attacked.
So, Jonathan, how is the night vision goggles for this?
Just like the movies.
So, how do we start off? Like, how do we begin
the
game?
So, the very beginning of the game is you pick out your stats. So, all the explorers have 3 clock-like dials on their character sheets.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The very first dial is on the left, which is all your stats. Mm-hmm. So, you have your health, your attack, and your special power ability. Each explorer starts with 16 skill points. It gets spend them however they want. So, you can start with 16 health, but no attack. And no special power if you choose to. Attack costs 2 skill points per attack point you upgrade, but attack is how much damage you do each time you attack another explorer or the monster player.
Huh.
And your special power costs 3 skill points to upgrade, and then each explorer has their own special ability. The monster also has 3 different monsters from which they can choose to play from. There's always only one monster at play at any given time in the maze, but he can leave the maze and swap out for a different monster if he chooses to.
Okay.
When the monster is able to create temporary cave-ins where there's a temporary wall set up and explorers have to hack their way through the wall to get through to the other side. Another monster can set up aerial denial effects where it's like you get an environmental tile placed on the bottom of the board. Some of them will reduce your health, others will reduce your attack, and one of them will slow you down to move past it. And then the last monster is the Thresher, which can jump over walls and ambush other players. Then once your stats are all set up, the stats that are highlighted in green are the recommended default stats, but you can choose to tailor them to whatever game experience you want. All player explorers start with 6 action points so that they can spend moving into the maze. So each square is 1 action point to move. Then you come across a fork in the road, instead of moving, you could choose to turn around to eliminate different sections of the maze, or you could press your luck and just strafe until you hit a wall. You don't have to use all your action points in one turn, but they don't roll over to the next, so if I only move two spaces, I still only start with six action points the next round. And whatever space you are landing on, there's a special icon for each one for a random encounter. So this specific one is a pickaxe, and you're mining for gold, so you'll roll the yellow die. The next one is a hand grabbing a gold pouch. That means goblins are ambushing you, trying to get gold from you, so you'll be rolling the red die. And then the last one is a treasure chest, so you'll be rolling the white die and then picking up the equipment other fallen explorers have dropped in the past. Mm. The other two die are the green and blue die. Those are the attack and defense die. When you attack another player on the same space as you, the attacker will roll the green die to see if they land a successful hit on the player, and the defender will roll a blue die to see if they can manage to block or defend against the attack. And then you can attack as many times as you want in a turn, but each consecutive attack, you have to roll that many more direct hits for one successful hit. So if it's my third time attacking somebody, I have to roll three direct hits on the attack die. If I roll a single miss, it counts as a miss entirely, and then the defender gets a chance to counter me, and they'll take the roll of the attacker for that turn.
Okay. All right. So how do you decide who goes first?
You can decide however you want. I have a small die over here that you can roll for turn order, or whoever's birthday is closest, they can go first.
Alright. I'm January 9th.
That would mean Christine.
I'm December, but yours was just in August.
Yeah.
So they would have to go all the way around, so I guess
ladies
you go
first.
Ladies first.
What do I do?
Okay. So you have 6 points to do whatever action you choose.
Yep.
So you can start, you know, figuring out where you want to go.
Do I roll a die or do I... Sorry, I'm like done.
So when you end your turn, you would roll the die. So right now you have 6 action points to spend however you'd like to explore the maze. Mm-hmm.
So 1 square equals 1 action point. So if you want to move 6 squares, then you use all your action points.
So what's yours?
This one right here.
You just passed the circular token over here, so that's worth 100 gold if you want to pick that up.
I roll a die.
Yeah, so now you're on the treasure chest, so you would roll the white die.
There we go.
So it's 2 cherries.
Alright, so cherries are a power-up that allow you to recover health, and you hold on to that, and then you can use that whenever you want to pick up a shield.
Now it's Evan's turn.
I guess so. Going counterclockwise? Let's do it. Okay, so you're green.
So I'm green. It's so hard to see. Let's see. Right, 1.
Yep.
2. If I'm overstepping a boundary, let me know.
Yeah. No, yeah. Totally on point.
3. 4. 5. 6.
And you're also on the treasure chest.
Oh, all right.
So roll the white die.
Roll the white die. I got a stick of dynamite, it looks like.
Yep. So you get to inherit the demolitionist skill of blowing up one wall. Power-ups are temporary, so once you use them, they go back into treasure chest.
Okay. Okay, and then, so because I'm the scout, is my movement still 6?
You get 1 additional action point if you start with the default stats.
Okay. Yeah. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And there is a token there, but I can't see where it is. I think.
It's a pickaxe, so you got the yellow die.
Oh, awesome. Plus one, or plus something.
It's probably a... Does it look like a gold pouch with a bunch of coins next to it?
Yes.
Yes, so you got 100 gold.
Awesome.
And now it's the monster's turn.
And I follow the same rules, right?
Yep.
6 action points.
So one additional thing is that essentially your hand is the noise that the monster makes while they're moving, because you can sort of see the silhouette of the hand, but you can't see when the monster's moving, so you can drop your monster off and continue moving your hand. Legal position.
I got you.
Ooh.
So so you can trick the other players. You can leave the monster right here, and the next turn just move your hand over here, and they'll think you're over here.
I gotcha.
So true.
There's quite a bit of deceit in this game.
Sorry. Did I roll a die to determine how far?
No, you have six action points.
You always have six at the beginning.
Oh, I have six. Okay.
As you carry more gold, the gold slows you down. So for every 500 gold you carry, you lose one action point.
Oh, okay. Can you bank that to prevent that?
Yep. So you have to go all the way back to the start to bank it. If you don't, whatever you're carrying on you when you die in a maze gets dropped on the spot.
Gotcha.
So you landed on the goblin icon, so that's the red guy.
Minus treasure, minus heart.
Yep, so it's either lose some gold or lose health.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 6.
And you are on a pickaxe.
Okay.
So I want the yellow die.
The yellow die.
Okay.
I have plus gold. So it's 100, right?
Yep.
Alright. Go ahead, Andrew.
Alright.
There's a triangle on the space you're on, and that's worth 500 gold.
So if I... Oh, okay. So if I stop early, so I moved 4.
You're over... the triangle is right here, so it's like you can spend one action point to pick up that 500.
Okay, why don't we do that?
So you can move your middle dial indicator to show that you have 500 gold on you, and your next turn you'll start with 5 action points instead of 6.
Okay, and because I picked up that extra 100 before, I actually have 600 gold.
Yep.
Is that what? Okay. Awesome.
So you can choose to keep pushing your luck and carry more gold.
Yep.
To cover more ground, or do a retreat. In which case, you'll be moving back, and then you can bank your gold, get back your action points, but okay. Give everybody else a chance to catch up.
Okay, and also because I can still, because I'm the scout, I can still spend that one extra action point to move 6 times? Or
so that one extra action point is, you can have, you lose the 1 for the 500, but then you gain back the 1 because you're the scout.
Right, okay.
Alright, so is that me, right?
Yep.
Yep, it's now your turn. Wouldn't you worry, the monster's gonna go now. Can the monster, like, hop walls if you're wrong?
So, the specific monster he chose, that special ability is to jump over walls and ambush players.
Okay. Yeah. And if I choose to do that, which I think I'm in the ample position right now, how would I commence attacking?
Once you're on the same space as the other player, you could just attack them however many action points you have left, unless you want to use your action points differently.
That's mine anyway. That would be one move. So I have 5 action points to attack you. Okay.
So you would both roll, you would roll the green die, he would roll the blue die. So on the very first attack, you only have to roll it once. And then if you get the sword and the heart, that's a direct hit.
Sword and heart.
Direct hit, and then you would roll. If you get a sword and a shield, you only take 1 damage.
Okay.
If you get the running person, you manage to dodge his attack and you take no damage.
Okay. I got a sword and a heart.
So he does full damage to you. That's a direct hit. And then it looks like your default stats are. Yep, so you do 3 points of damage to your health.
Okay.
He can attack again, but now he has to roll the attack die twice and get a direct hit both times. If he rolls a single miss, you get to counterattack him.
Okay. I'll do it. I'll go for it. I'll make things interesting. Okay, so I got sword in the heart. Nice direct hit again. Defend. I got a sword and a shield.
So you only take 1 damage.
Okay, so that was 3 of my action points, so I have 3 more to go wherever I please?
Yep, okay. Or you could continue attacking him to try and kill him.
Right, but for the next one, would I have to do 2 or would I need to do 3?
You would need to do 3.
I
so
need
your
to do
chances
3 rolls?
Drop significantly each time you try and attack him.
Gotcha, alright.
If you attack another player, though, you only need to roll once. It's only each consecutive time you attack the same person.
Gotcha. Oh, so that means I'll just stop right on by over here, how about?
How about now?
Defend! He's cheese to die.
Sword.
And I totally missed.
Sword and a heart.
So now you can counterattack him and he has to defend.
Sword and a heart.
Oh, so I've been hurt.
Well, you get a chance to...
So I defend. Yep. Okay, gotcha.
And you got a sword and a shield, so you only take one damage.
So now what do I do?
So if you don't have any more action points, it's back to your turn, and you start with 6 action points and spend however you like.
Okay.
Do you have any more action points?
I don't think I do.
Alright, so...
So can I just take number?
You could move past him or attack him. If you kill the monster, you get 1,000 gold. So that's the monster's den, so you can't move in there. That's where the monster's safe, and you have your own camp where you're safe. So the goal of the game is to collect as much gold as you can, and then the first one to 3,000 gold and out of the maze alive is the winner.
I'll try to kill him. Or
yeah, exactly. Okay. Perfect. There he is.
So what do I do?
You roll the attack map. Sorry. This out of your way. So that's one direct hit. But he managed to escape. So now you have to roll this twice for your second attack again. So that's one direct hit. And a second attack.
Okay. Oh, I'm hit.
So it looks like you do 3 damage.
Alright.
So do I get gold?
You only get gold upon
killing.
You
kill me. I have 7, no, 6.
Yeah,
7 hit points left. Right, I'm on 7 of you, right?
Oh, so your default is starting at 8. So this is...
Oh, which one?
Yeah, this is your score counter of how many times you killed the explorers. For 3,000 gold, if you kill a total of 6 explorers, you win.
Oh,
and
okay.
And basically, all the countries falling back because too many of them have died.
Okay, so, okay, I see.
So I think you've already lost 3, so you're now down to 5.
Okay, gotcha.
Do you want to move away or keep attacking?
Oh, I can move away. Alright, so...
So what happens if the monster's defeated? Is the game over, or does he pick another monster?
He can respawn as the new monster. He comes back stronger each time he dies. But players get that much closer to winning because there's that much more gold introduced into the game.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Okay.
So it's another risk versus reward. Mm. It's like, if you kill the monster, you get a huge reward, but he's that much stronger.
Yeah.
Basically, yeah.
Alright, so I guess my turn. It's a long one. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And I'm near a treasure chest, this area.
So that is the white die.
White die. I got a blank.
Alright, so unfortunately the treasure chest was empty.
Ah! Ha! Darn it.
My turn?
Yep.
And do... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. To spend my extra action point.
Yep. And then the space you're on is a goblin, so you get attacked by goblins, you roll the red die.
Minus health and minus gold.
So it's either or. You can choose to pay him off. It's money or life. You can choose to pay him off, or they try and attack you and you lose 1 HP.
And how much money do I have to give him?
100 gold.
$100, sacrifice 100 gold. I'll pay him off. Okay. Back to Mount Star.
Okay, I'm going to land the swift attack right here. Who's that? Green?
That's me.
Okay. I got the blue die.
And here's the defending die.
Okay.
Alright, direct hit.
I got a guy running.
So you managed to dodge this attack. You don't take any damage.
Excellent. That was my only action point. All right, so I'm done.
All right. Your turn.
Pickaxe?
Yeah.
Pickaxe is the yellow die. You found 100 gold. You just increment this 100, so it's like now you're at 300.
Okay.
So I'm still near the monster, right? The monster's still near me, right?
Yep. Yeah, so you can choose to attack the monster or run away.
Alright, let's attack the monster. Let's take that one, I take this one. Alright. Direct hit.
Direct hit.
Alright, so how does this work again? I have to get two in a row now?
So first, your stat, you're doing 3 damage, so he takes 3.
Down to 2.
And now you would have to roll twice to see if you get a successful hit. So your first one is a miss, so now you trade rolls just for this specific attack.
Okay.
As the monster now gets a chance to counter your attack.
Alright, that's a hit. Yeah, that's a hit.
Boom! Now you take 3 damage from the monster.
Ooh.
And you can choose to attack again or retreat.
I think I will try to attack again. So go for the 2 or do I go for just the 1?
So you're the green die as the attacker and he's the blue die as the defender.
Okay. All right.
So now this is your 3rd time attacking, so you gotta roll 3 successful hits.
Alright. Hit. Hit.
Hit.
Oh,
come on.
Come on. Hit.
Alright. Oh, it's a direct hit, man. You killed me.
Direct.
So now the monster, there's 1,000 gold there as you collect his remains and you can sell the remains for a great deal of cash. You get this monster, but now instead of 32 skill points, he gets 35 skill points, so you come back stronger. So he just killed you. Are you ending your turn or picking up the gold?
Picking up the gold.
Alright, so that would cost 2 action points. Since it's 1,000, you get to pick up as much as 500 per action point.
Okay.
Alright, so are you able to pick up all of it?
You attacked me 3 times.
Yep.
He didn't move.
And he didn't move.
You can pick up
all of them and also even move 1 more space.
Okay.
But now that you're carrying 1,000 gold, you only get 4 action points at the beginning of each turn.
Alright. There we go.
Alright. So how much power does it take to destroy a wall?
It only costs you 1 dynamite to permanently destroy a wall.
Okay.
And as a demolitionist, you start off with 4.
Actually, she's the demolitionist, I'm the scout. I was just curious how much it takes to, if you can actually beat down a wall.
No. Only 2 dynamite can destroy a wall.
Alright, so I'm going to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6.
You're on the goblin.
Another goblin, alright. What you want, goblins? They want my money or my health again. I'm gonna tell them to go away and I'm gonna attack them this time.
How does that work?
So it's either money or life, so you can lose 1 health or...
Oh, I see. Well, then I probably shouldn't do that. No, I'll give them my health, whatever. So I just take 1 hit from them?
Yep.
Okay. But I'm good.
For 3,000 gold, it usually lasts 2 to 3 hours. We could set a lower goal if you guys need to get going to see some other games. So 1,000 gold is usually a half hour session. We're about coming up on half an hour and he's killed the monster and you got 1,000 gold. So all he has to do now is escape with 1,000 gold out of maze and he can be the winner. So the monster wants to take him out and you two can also attack him. If you kill him and take his gold, you can be the winner.
Oh my god. We're waiting for you at the door, Evan.
And now that he only has 4 action points, he's also moving slower.
Yeah. Yeah.
I am very bad. I'm done.
So the monster's gone, and now it's Christine's turn.
You're right here.
Just making sure I have another one.
But the light doesn't seem to be on anymore.
Make sure everyone's names correctly.
Are you there?
That's me, yeah.
Where's Evan?
Evan's the green.
Can we help him get back? Does it matter which side? he goes at him? Or
he has to go out the explore side.
Remember, you tried to leave the side and you got in trouble.
Yeah, help him out.
Straight to the monster's den.
Yeah.
I'm going to attack you for your gold.
Okay. You use six action
points.
Six
action points.
Oh, dang it.
Aha!
Then I'm done.
But now he knows your plan. So it's like you're walking along, you get tired, it's like, hold on, let me catch my breath, and I'm going to kill you.
So one, two, three, four.
You share a space with me, Evan.
Uh-oh. It's all I can do because I can only move four spaces.
So, yes!
All right, you get the green one, right?
Yeah. Let's make this interesting. I'm going to attack Evan.
No!
You might make an enemy for life.
Yeah. I get an attack.
And
you get a defend.
So, snap the... So you only take one damage then.
Yeah.
And how much health do you have?
Five left.
Let's just go all the way. I have a total of 6 points to spend, so...
Okay, go.
Get ready. So one attack and hit, attack and hit. Now you have to defend that.
Attack and hit?
Take that.
So you take the full damage that he deals.
And I only deal one damage. Oh, no. Yeah, I only deal one. So.
Okay.
That's so
down to three.
The full power of my force.
Okay.
All right.
Will you kill me?
That's very slowly, apparently.
What are you using, a spoon?
Yeah. All right, so attack and hit.
All right. Attack and hit.
You take one more damage. Take that, Evan.
All right.
All right, so I use three. I have three more.
Yep. Just whittling you down with that screwdriver. All
right. One, two, three. I'm going to go to the door. I'm going to bank my 500 gold that I have.
That works, too.
That is my last action.
All right. While you're outside, you can re-equip your armor to readjust your stats. So you could come back with, like, no armor and a giant sword.
Really? Are you serious? Awesome.
As long as everything continues to total up to 16.
Right.
Your special power costs 3 skill points, your attack costs 2, and your HP costs 1 skill point.
Okay.
All right, Jonathan.
Oh my gosh, what's going on over here, guys? Oh, hey, who's this guy?
Alright, I guess.
Green die. I need green die. I guess good thing I moved when I did.
Alright. Okay. So, first action is dodge.
So, you missed.
I missed.
So, he gets a chance to counterattack on you. But you also get a chance to defend.
Attack and hit?
Yeah, I got hit.
Okay. So I believe you do 3 damage, so you take 3 health hits.
Okay, so this monster's not working out very well for me, but I'm still gonna attack you again because he's a tenacious monster. Alright, attack and hit. So this one's actually a hit. What do you got?
Attack and defend.
So you take 1 damage.
Alright. Alright, I'm on my last line of defense.
I got one more hitting me. Oh no, 2 more, sorry. I got 2 more. So attack and hit. Hit.
Attack and dodge.
Wait, you got dodge?
No, attack and...
And shield?
The shield.
Oh, so you defend, so you'll still take 1 damage.
And I'm dead.
All the gold you're carrying drops on that space, and you square back on that space.
So you go back. Did you go back to start, or is
yeah,
you just
he goes
dead
back
dead?
To start.
You're just like done for.
So the first person to get back to the square and pick it up can be the winner.
Where's the gold?
It's right here.
Back here.
Where the monster is.
Four. I got the gold.
And it costs you 2 action points to pick up that gold.
2 action points, so that's all you got.
It's fine. Alright, I'm done.
Alright, so
am I back to 6?
You're done for.
Action points?
Yep.
No.
Okay, so...
This is brutal.
1, 2, 3... Oh, what's this little party here going
on? There's just a monster and, like, 3 people chilling out, you know?
Just a giant bloodbath.
So now what happens now that we got 3 people already in the battle?
you can choose whoever you'd like to attack.
Jonathan.
You can get 1,000 gold for me.
No. Yes.
We need to.
But he's also powered up from that last death.
We need to get him.
Yeah, exactly. So let us switch to die. All right. Attack and hit.
And that is a defend, so one health from one. Okay?
Mm-hmm. So, attack and hit. And attack and hit.
And that is a full hit. So I got 3. Alright.
So, and I got 1 more to go. Alright, come on. Attack and hit. Attack and hit. Attack and hit!
Dodge!
Boom!
So is that it, right?
That's
move it. 3 and attack 3?
Yep.
Andrew, you're up.
I'm up? My turn?
Yep. And sneakily bringing the die to Andrew.
Let's see. Let's join the party.
Hey guys, what's going on here?
Just having a little powwow, you know.
Are those pieces made for your characters?
So who are you attacking?
So once we get out here, we can take some pictures of all the pieces, and I'll show you all the different artifacts and 3D printing.
Yeah.
Nice.
And since I banked on my gold and stuff, what happens to my health? Does it still stay the same from when I got just pummeled by everybody?
So if you skip a turn, you can recover back to full health. Essentially, you're back in camp and you're taking a nap to recover.
I'm gonna back up and do that. I'll skip my turn.
Okay.
And pump up the jams. So that means which one of y'all is hurting?
I'm at full health.
I'm at full health.
So I'm hurt.
Yeah, you are. That's you.
Okay.
Just saying. Remember who your friends are.
And who? I think that's her way of saying.
They have a good chance. So you could do a tactical retreat.
Yeah, I could do that, and that sounds pretty smart. However, they're gonna get away with my dead body money. So
yes, I will.
But I kind of have to. There's like
go for broke.
Yeah, you know what? You know what, Evan?
Yeah.
You got my dead body money. So no, you don't have my dead body money. You have my dead body money.
I don't know what you're talking about.
She wasn't able to pick it up,
Christine. I give you a blue
dye.
She
was able to pick it up.
It was green dye. Alright. And that is a hit.
Hit.
Oh, so you take the full brunt then?
I don't know.
So you got the sword and a heart, right?
Yeah.
So you take 5 damage from it.
So I don't know what this is.
So that means you're doing
I'm not
that.
Even doing this, like this is
not. So I started off at default, so you're now down to 2 health.
Okay, so that I'm done. Are you done?
You are
no, no, I still have 5 more attacks that I can do right here.
You're gonna die.
So, yeah, I'm a giant worm thing with teeth. I mean, like, they're always here. Okay, so I'm gonna, let's see what we got. Attack. And, okay, it's another hit. We got a defense.
Attack and hit.
I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Wait, you got
Hit.
You got a hit? Alright, so you're dead. Yeah. You're way dead. Way dead.
So 1,000 gold drops on that spot.
So I
guess. Oh, and that's another hero down for me. Okay. Got this tally count going on.
You just gotta kill one more and then you're victorious.
Oh, hey, look at this. It's Evan. Hi.
Oh no, what's gonna happen here?
Alright, right?
Yeah,
there we go.
Money over there.
Alright, defend yourself. It's a swift hit.
I dodged.
You dodged?
I dodged. It's okay. A little dude running.
okay, alright.
So that means, that's
right, yeah, that's right.
Only if he misses.
Okay, alright, cool. So that means that I'm mad.
Yeah.
And I'm going to hit you again. So there's 1 and 2.
Attack and hit.
Oh, you took 5 points.
5.
Yeah.
Okay, and so Christina, I attacked you twice, right?
Yes.
I only took two to kill you, so that means that I still have two left. Uh-oh. Evan, you're in trouble, because I'm going again.
Okay.
Okay, so that's a hit. It's a hit. And a hit!
Oh, and it's a dodge!
Alright.
You got him once, he's
gotta
not
go
going
for broke. Gotta go for yep. broke. Come on, alright, right?
Yep.
So I got a hit. Hit! Hit! You're a defend!
Alright, let's see what happens here. Oh, I'm dead.
Yes!
So much dead body money right there.
So that means Monster wins?
Yep, Monster got his final
Monster
kill.
Monster wins!
Oh.
Yes!
Oh, great. There's
going to
be no living with you.
That is fantastic. So I guess my final question for this is, how did you come up with this game?
So I noticed a big trend in video games going like a lot of horror games. I played Dead Space, I played Amnesia and Slenderman, and all of them have this chase mechanic. So yes. My first thought was, what if I had an asymmetric balance where I strip away the player's sense of sight, put them in a dark maze, and then leave them in the center. They have to wander out of the maze, and then give the monster player night vision goggles. So the strategies of the players is they all start together. They can stick together and stand up.
Keep going.
They could stand a better chance against the monster, but they cover a lot less ground. Or they could split up, and the monster can easily pick them off one by one, but they stand to find the entrance very quickly. Mm-hmm. And that played well, but a lot of players like, you know what, the game ends way too quickly. I find the exit in like 5 to 10 minutes if I'm really lucky, and I really want to explore the maze. So I started playing around, and then what really worked was giving them incentive to go into the maze and push their luck. Players, instead of trying to escape the maze, will now go into the maze. The deeper they go, the harder it is to get out, but the more chance they can find a lot more gold. Or they could play it easy, stick by the entrance, wait for other explorers to come back with gold and try and kill them then when they're weak. And then brutal. You can also team up and try and attack the monster to get lots of payoff, but also the monster evolves each time he dies, and then you pretty much paint a target on your own back, where it's like, this guy's got 1,000 gold, I'm going to try and kill him now.
That is awesome. And now you're playing to kickstart this, right?
Yep, I'm hoping to launch in 2016 of spring. Right now I'm working with manufacturers to try to get a quote, figure out what's the best way to make this so that I get lots of savings and pass that on to the players, as well as doing some blind play tests to make sure there's no loopholes in the rules that I haven't thought of, that some creative player comes along and says, hey, I can do this thing and totally win and break the game.
We think of us as creative minds. I don't think we found any loopholes.
Yeah. It's like the first biggest loophole I had was you could pick up as much gold as you want on the space you're on. So it's like if you kill the player, you could pick up 2,000 gold. You could also drop gold if you want to try and like get back your 6 AP and then run for the exit if you're weak and come back for later. So one player figured out that if I just pick up 2,000 gold and drop it at the end of my turn, the next turn I only spend 1, but I get the full 6. So now I have 5 and just keep running for the exit. It was like a baton race. Drop the gold and then ran out. So now instead, it cost you 1 AP to pick up 500 gold. So it would cost him 4 to pick up back that 2,000, and he'd be back where he started with 2 action points.
Wow.
But when he figured that out, it's like, that breaks the game. Wow, I'm glad you found it before I started selling this game.
Wow, that's great, man. Good job, thank you.
Excellent job.
I hope you guys had a wonderful time.
Yeah, Jack, definitely did. Best of luck with the rest of Boston.
Thank
best
you
of
so much.
Games. And this
thanks,
was
man.
Great.
It's been a
can't
pleasure
wait
watching
to
you guys
check
play.
This out.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Oh, where can more of our listeners find out more information about this game?
Oh, you can go to creativecovegames.com. I have the whole description and development process of the game. I'm going to be posting the rules very soon on there as well.
Excellent. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And have a wonderful day.
You too.